Barn Cat Jones presents Obama Voters in Their Own Words.
Hello, I'm Neff Snutman. I voted for Barack Obama, and I'm going to do it again. You see, I used to be a bigot. Fact is, I was an assistant cyclops for 15 years at the white supremacist men's breakfast club. I saw the error of my ways, though, after watching a very special episode of Different Strokes. I ain't no bigot no more, thanks to that rerun, and I wanted to do something to prove I changed. So I voted for a totally inexperienced and unqualified man who was running for president, just on account of him being Afro-American. And I wanted people to know it, too, sort of set an example for all my bigoted friends and relatives, including my lovely wife, Vera. Now, I know he's made himself a mess, worse than the one that old man Munson's turkey farm made when that twister came through back in 45. I know unemployment done shot up to 10%, the national debt went over $14 trillion, and I hear tell our credit rating took a beating. But I'm sure gonna vote for Barack Obama again because of his minority status. I had something to prove, and I'm gonna prove it again. So vote for Barack Obama in 2012, and no one can call you a racist again. They may call you dumber than dirt pie, but they ain't gonna call you a racist.
My name is Fergus Troyd. I'm a proud union member, and I voted for Barack Obama. And he's got my vote for 2012, too. I first heard of him one sunny day when I was in the process of vandalizing the vehicle of some scab. A man approached me with a campaign button. He said he was campaigning for a community organizer who was running for president. I took the button in the campaign literature, and he turned out to be a pretty nice guy. In fact, he even helped me finish the job on that scab's car. During the campaign, I realized this was our dream president. I knew that if unions loaded up his pockets with enough jack, we could count on him to be a total mouthpiece for our cause. And I haven't been disappointed either. I think Obama's greatest achievement while president has been his harassment of Boeing. Here, this corporation thought it had the right to move about freely in the United States. Our president's making short work of that freedom. He's working to bring our enemies down real hard. Kind of like when I kicked that stepladder out from under that non-union electrician when nobody was looking. I also appreciate the Justice Department knocking down the door at Gibson Guitars and totally disrupting that non-union shop. So thanks, Barack Obama and Eric Holder. You scratch our backs, we'll scratch yours for another 4 years. Maybe we'll bust some heads in the process, too. Wouldn't that be fun?
Never mind my name. Of course I voted for Barack Obama. I mean, who else should I vote for? Some filthy Republican dirtbag who wants to pollute the air and water and make our children deathly sick just to line their pockets with donations from big business? A religious lunatic who wants to turn our country into a theocracy and punish everyone who doesn't tithe and go to church 3 times a week at some fundamentalist Baptist temple? Some robber baron capitalist oppressor who crushes the poor and gives the money to millionaires and billionaires just because they all go to the same all-white country club? You know what I think we ought to do? We ought to put these Republicans in a giant blender and grind them up into a sludge and pour all that toxic goo into the bowels of the earth. If the earth will even receive it, it would give me great pleasure to do that because I hate, hate, hate Republicans. And you know what I hate most about them? They're so full of hate. So don't be a hater. Vote for Barack Obama in 2012.
Tune in again for Barn Cat Jones Presents. You might just learn something, but probably not.